פרק כ"ה. הדבר אשר היה על ירמיהו על כל עם יהודה בשנה הרביעית ליהויקים בן יאשיהו מלך יהודה היא השנה הראשונית לנבוכדנצר מלך בבל. So the nebuchadnezzar is we're told is said to kol am yehuda. So kol am yehuda meaning the entire nation of Yehuda, even though really Yirmiyah is generally prophesizing to the people of Yerushalayim, nevertheless, al kol am Yehuda means that it applies to the entire people of Yehuda, and everything he's saying is not really, although he's talking to Yerushalayim, is not only for them. Now we're told here, b'shena ha-revi'it li-Yoyakim ben Yoshiyahu, in the fourth year of Yoyakim ben Yoshiyahu, which is the first year of Nebuchadnezzar. The problem with that is that we know, and that Adak brings, that in Daniel, we're told that Nebuchadnezzar came to rule in the third year of Yoyakim. So the Adak's answer is that in the third year he may have approached rulership. In the beginning of the fourth year, he captures Yoyakim. And that would be still his first year, but it's the fourth year. And there are multiple understandings of this. The Seder Olam has an interesting rewriting of the entire structure historically. Anyone interested should look into the Seder Olam for some historical references on how, you know, the dates came. Likewise, you also see the Mishnah and Arachim. Pasuk Bet. Asher diber Yirmiyahu Navi al kol am Yehuda. Again, Yirmiyahu is talking to kol am Yehuda. Vel kol yoshvei Yerushalayim lemor to all the inhabitants of Yerushalayim, saying. Pasuk Gimel. Min 13 shana liYoshiyahu ben Amon melech Yehuda, ba'ad hayom hazeh, 23 shana haya devar Adonai elai. Vadaber alechem, ashkim vadaber velo shemateh. He says, from the 13th year of Yoshiyahu ben Amon, the king of Yehuda, until today, in its entirety 23 years, I have had the word of God upon me, and I've been speaking to you from very early in the morning, and you have not listened. So, just a little word about the chronology here. As we saw in the beginning, Yoshiyahu was the first king in which Yirmiyahu was a Nevi. Yirmiyahu became a Nevi, as was being said here, in the 13th year of Yoshiyahu. Yoshiyahu was king for 31 years, which would leave 19 years of his Nevoah during the time of Yoshiyahu. This Nevoah is being said in the fourth year of Yehoyakim, so that would, for a total of 23 years, and that's what he says, Ba'ada Yomazeh, Shalosh Ve'esrim Shana. Pasuk Dalet. V'shalach Adonai Alechem et kol abadav ha-nevi'im. God sent to you all of his servants, the Nevi'im. Hashkem v'shaloach. From early in the morning, being sent to you, V'lo shemateim. You didn't listen, V'lo titetev ezlechem. And you didn't lend your ear to hear. This is what the Nevi'im was saying. Everyone repent from his evil ways. And for your wicked deeds. And if you would do that, if you would repent, then you will be able to dwell amongst the land that God has given to you and your fathers. forever and ever. Pasuk Vav. Ve'al tilichu aharei Elohim aharim. Do not follow other gods. Le'ovdam, to worship them. Hushtahvot lahem, to bow to them. Ve'lo tachisu oti b'maasei yedechem. And don't anger me with the actions of your hands. Ve'lo ara lahem. And I will therefore not bring evil upon you. Pasuk Zayin. Ve'lo shema'atem elai ne'um Adonai. You did not listen to me, the word of God. And you did this in order to anger me with the work of your hands to do evil to you. The Radak comments here, and he says that Avodah Zarah was purely lachis. There is no ta'ava, there is no hana'ah. So that is why that the Navi is classifying the sins as done specifically with the express purpose to anger HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Pasuk Het. Lachin ko amar onlay sevaot yana shelo shematim et devarai. That you have not listened to my words. Pasuk Tet. Hineni sholeya velakachti et kol mishpichot zafon neum Adonai. Ve'el nebuchadresar melech bavel avdi. Vavotim al haaretz hazot val yoshveha. Val kol agoyim ha'ele saviv. Vaharamtim v'samtim l'shama. V'l'shreka v'l'horbot olam. I am sending, and I will take, all the families of the north. And Nebuchadnezzar, Melech Bavel Avdi. Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Bavel, my servant. The Metzudot is saying that he's being called servant, not literally that he is the servant of God. He did not perform these actions to perform the will of God. But he is what in the words of the Mitzudot, Oseh Shlihuti, he performs acts as a messenger. Meaning what Nebuchadnezzar is doing is what I want to be done. But Nebuchadnezzar is not to be considered an Eved Hashem in the purest form. But he will be classified as Avdi over the next few Perakim over and over again. I will bring the Mishpachot Tzafon, the nations of the north, and Babel on this land, and on its inhabitants. And not only on Yehuda, but all of the nations that surround Yehuda. Nebuchadnezzar's time has come to be ascendant. And as such, that is also what he is called the servant of God, according to Abarbanel, because this is the time that he is ascendant. This is the time that Hashem has given him to rule. Veha haramtim, right? And I will destroy them. V'samtim l'shama, and I will make their places of desolation. V'lishreka, and of whistling, and of harvot olam, and of eternal ruins. The harvot olam, translated, we did as eternal ruins. That, however, is questioned because obviously Yerushalayim will be rebuilt. So the commentaries, the Mitzudot says it's not really eternal. Olam very often is used throughout the text of the Torah and the Nevi as a long time, not necessarily actually eternal. The Malbim takes a little bit more literally that it's eternal and saying that there will be places in Yehuda that will never be rebuilt, even as the entire country and area is being rebuilt. Pasuk Yod. V'haveti mehem kol sason v'kol simha kol hatan v'kol kala kol rechayim v'orneh. And I will eliminate from them the voice of joy and happiness, and of had the voice of Hatan and the voice of a Kala. And I will also remove the Kol Rehaim V'Oraner, the sound of the mill and the light of the candle. So the Abarbanel adds on these points that the Kol Rehaim is because there will be no grain, and the Oraner is because there will be no oil, indicating a total level of poverty that you can't even have anything to grind or to light your candles with. Pasuk Yud Aleph. Vayta kol ha'aretz hazot lechorba l'shama v'avdu ha'goyim ha'ele et melech bavel 70 shana. This entire land will be for destruction and desolation, and these nations will worship or serve melech bavel for 70 years. And now we begin with this very famous prophecy of the 70 years. that Babel will be ascendant for 70 years. Bahayakim lot 70 shana, when that 70 years is completed. If called al Melech Babel, I will now make an account with Melech Babel, v'al agoyahu, and on that nation, numashim, et avonam, for their sins, v'al eretz kazdim, and on the land of the kazdim, which is Babel, v'samti oto nishimamut olam, and I will then make him into eternal desolation. The 70 years that we see as brought down by Radak, as well as other commentaries, 45 years during the king of Nebuchadnezzar, another 23 years for Evil Merodach, and 2 years for Belshazzar, and in his third year, he was killed by the Persians. That would add up to 70 years of ascendancy of Babel. Pasuk Yud Gima. Vehaveti al ha'aretz ahi et kol devarai asher dibarti aliha et kol hakatuv basefer hazeh asher niba Yirmiya al kol ha'goyim. Yirmiyahu al kol ha'goyim. And I will bring on this land all of the words that I spoke against it, everything written in this book, that God, that Yirmiyah is prophesied on all of the nations. So again, we're talking here about Babel, and what is this Kol HaKatuv B'Sefer Hazeh? What is so? Rashi indicates that it's the last chapters of the book, Perakim Nun Aleph, which talk about the destruction of Babel. Metzudot says that what is being prophesied about Babel is that it says et asher ni, in other words, et kol hakatuv, I will bring upon them et kol hakatuv b'sefer hazeh asher niba Yirmiyahu, that Yirmiyahu prophesies al kol hagoyim, meaning through the goyim will they will Babel be destroyed. Alternatively, it's possible that Babel will make the same end, and the Nebuah that Yirmiyah spoke about all the goyim will eventually apply to Yirmiyah as well, to Babel as well. Pasuk Yudal. Ki avdu bam gam hema goyim rabim umlachim gedolim v'shilamti lahem kefa'olam chmaisi yedehem. Right? Because many nations and kings will also enslave them, and we're talking about Babel, and I will repay them for their actions and the works of their hands, meaning that their evil that they have done, and they're going further than they're supposed to be, they will also be put into servitude, and they will also be enslaved. The Radak points out that although this is ki avdu bam in avar, even though we're talking about things that not yet happened, and that Yirmiyah is prophesizing things that will happen in the future, it is said in past tense, because when God promises something, it's as if it's already done. Pasuk Tet Vav. Ki ko amar Adonai Elohei Yisrael elai, kach et kos hayayin ha'hema hazot miyadi, v'shkita oto kol ha'goyim asher nochi sholeach otcha aleihem. Now we begin a new metaphor, the metaphor of the kos yayin ha'hema, which is the cup of the wine of anger of God. And Yirmiyah is told by God, take this cup of the anger, of the wine of the anger of God, take it from my hands and give it to all the nations that I send you to them. Sher anochi sholeach otcha aleihem, that I send you to them. Pasuk Tetzayin. Vishatu. And they shall drink. Vihit ga'ashu. And they will shake. Vihit holilu. And they will become deranged. מפני החרב אשר נוכי שולח בנותם. From the sword that I will send amongst them. Meaning the metaphor of wine for the destruction is being chosen because it's a metaphor that wine symbolizes a confused state of mind. And the destruction of Yehuda will create a mass confusion and hysteria, and people will resort to not well thought out behavior, sometimes self-destructive behavior. And so this is a metaphor of drinking wine, which is also a metaphor of drunkenness. So the kus yayin hema, the anger of God is brought out as if they are drinking the anger of God as wine, which adds, in addition to the destruction, confusion. Pasuk yud zayin. Vayakat kos et kos miyad Hashem. Yirmiyah says, I took the kos from the hand of God. Vashket kol ha-goyim asher shalachani Adonai lehem. And I gave it to all of the nations that God had sent me to. And now he enumerates these nations. Et Yerushalayim. First one to drink it is Yerushalayim, because the destruction will begin from them. Vetarei Yehuda, all the cities of Yehuda, bet melacheha bet sareha, kings and officers. Latet otam lehorba leshama leshrika velekalabi mazi. Two, destruction, desolation, whistling, and a curse like this very day. And then he continues with other nations. Pasuk yutet et paro melech mitzrayim bet avadav bet sarav et kolamo. Paro, the king of Mitzrayim, his servants, his officers, all his nation. Pasukaf. Bekol ha'erev. In Mitzrayim, there was apparently a mixed group of foreigners that lived in Mitzrayim, and also they will be destroyed. Bekol ha'erev that live in Mitzrayim. Bekol malchei eretz ha'utz. And the inhabitants of the land of Utz. Bekol malchei eretz Plishtim. The kings of Plishtim. Vet Ashkelon, those that live in Ashkelon, Vet Azza, Vet Ekron, Vet Sheirit Ashdod. All of these areas will also be destroyed. Pasuk Kaf Aleph, Et Edom, Vet Moav, Vet Bene Amon. Pasuk Kaf Bet, Vet Kol Malche Sor, Vet Kol Malche Sidon. Right, the kings of Tyre and of Sidon. Vet Malche Ha'i Shir Be'Eved Ha'yam. And the kings of the island that is on the other side of the sea. Mefarshim here don't really identify exactly which islands. The Mitzudot seems to say a group of islands at the edge of the Yam. Radak is likewise perplexed at which islands we're talking about. Pasuk Kafgimel, ve'et Dedan, ve'et Tema, ve'et Buz, ve'et Kol Kesuse Pe'ah. Kesuse Pe'ah are the nations, the people from very far and remote places that live in outskirts. Pasuk Kafdalet, ve'et Kol Malche Arav, the kings of Arav, Arabia, ve'et Kol Malche Ha'erev Ashokhnim B'Midbar. And the inhabitants, the desert dwellers. Ve'et kol malchei zimri, ve'et kol malchei elam, ve'et kol malchei madai. The inhabitants of Zimri, and the Radak identifies this with Zimran, the son of Keturah, elam and malchei madai. Pasuk kaf he. Ve'et kol malchei hatzafon hakerovim varhokim ish el ahiv. All the kings of the north, far, the close and far, Ish el Ahiv. Ish el Ahiv, one after the other, they will fall quickly. But kol mamlechot ha'aretz asher al pnei ha'adama. All of the kings that are on the face of the earth, u'melech sheshach yishte ahareim. And the final one to drink is melech sheshach, which indicates Bavel. Pasuk Kavzain, Va'amarta Alehem, Ko Amar Donai Tzevaot Elohei Yisrael. Now, Hashem tells him, this is what Hashem tells you. And now we have a metaphor of the different stages of intoxication. Shitu, drink. Veshichru, become drunk. Ukyu, vomit. Veniflu, fall down. Velo takum, and do not rise up again. Mipnei ha'erev asher nochi sholech b'nechem. The mishal is because of the sword that I will send after you. Pasuk kafhet. V'haya ki yima'anu lakahat ha'kos miyadecha. If they refuse to take the cup from your hands, lishtot, to drink. V'amarta lehem ko amar olay sevot. Say, this is what God said. Shato tishtu, you will surely drink. Meaning the attempt to thwart the will of God or to escape the will of God is futile. You will drink if God wishes you to drink. Pasuk kaftet, kihine, ba'ir asher nikra shemi aleha anohi mekel lahara. On the city that my name is proclaimed, I have begun to do evil. Ba'tem hinaketi naku. You think you will be exonerated? Lo tinaku. You will not be exonerated. Because I am summoning the sword onto all the inhabitants of the land. And don't think that the sword and the wars are natural. I, God, have called it to happen. Ne'um Adonai Sevaot. Ve'ata. Tinabe alehem et kol ha'devarim ha'eleh. Prophesy to them all of these things. V'amarta alehem. Adonai mimarom yishag. Right? The God from on high will call out. Umime'on kodsho yiten kolo. And from his holy place, dwelling place, he will let out his voice. Sha'og yishag. He will certainly roar. Al navehu. Over his holy place. Hedad, he will call out, Hedad, Kidorchim ya'ane et kol yoshve ha'aretz, like those who trample, and metaphor is those who trample, you know, in the wine press. Ya'ane et kol yoshve ha'aretz, he will call this Hedad to all the inhabitants of the land. The Radak says that the Hashem Imaron Yishag, that he calls out, that God calls out from on high and he roars, this is the call for the nations to come and destroy. And the call of Hedad is a consistent encouragement to continue to destroy. When someone calls out Hedad, it's an encouragement. So let's continue doing this. It's a continuance to destroy the Beit HaMikdash. Incidentally, or parenthetically, Hazal here have a beautiful dirasha in the Gemara and Berachot, and they look at it almost at the opposite of how the Mefarshim, the Pashtunim, are explaining it. They talk about God crying out and moaning over the destruction of the temple, that God himself is weeping for the destruction of the Jewish people. And this happens every night. The Gemara in Berachot brings that a beautiful derasha. Pasuk Lamid Aleph. Ba sha'on ad kese ha'aretz. Kiriv ladunai baguyim. Nishpatu lechol basar. Harishaim netanam laherev ne'um Adonai. So he says, ba sha'on ad kese ha'aretz. The commotion, the confusion, comes to the end of the world. Kiriv ladunai baguyim. Because Hashem is fighting the nations, or arguing against the nations. Nishpatu lechol basar, passing judgment on all flesh. Harishaim netanam laherev. The evil people are given into the sword. Ne'um Hashem. The word of Hashem. So we see here Hashem judging all the nations. the next few psukim, we'll talk about not only the judgment, but the extra commotion that will happen, that will come. Pasuk lamed bet kwa maron lai tzevot, hi nera ayotzet migoy il goy, v'sa'ar gadol ye'or mi'ar kete aretz. Evil is coming from nation to nation. And this seems to indicate that nations are not only being destroyed, but they're actually fighting amongst each other. Besar gadol ya'or. And a great storm will be aroused from the edges of the earth. Pasuk lamid gima. Right, there'll be many corpses, right? From one end, they will cover the land from one end to the other. Lo yisafedu, they will not be eulogized. Lo yasevu, they will not be gathered. Lo yikaveru, they will not be buried. Lidomen al pnei adam ayu, they will be like dung on the face of the earth that it just sits there and rots on the land. Pasuk lamed dalin. Helilu haroim v'zaku v'tpalishu adirei ason ki malu yimechem litvoach utfotzotichem unfaltem b'chli hamda. The Navi now addresses the leaders, and he calls on the people to pray. Helilu haroim, cry out. The shepherds, v'zaku, and shout, v'hitpalishu adirei ason. Put yourself in dirt, the leaders of the flock. Ki mal'u yimechem litbawah, for your days before the slaughter are completed. The slaughter is ready. You're ready to be slaughtered again. If we're talking about the flock. And so we come with the mashal of the slaughter. So the leaders are being told to pray because there's no hope at this point. Utfosotichem, all of your diaspora and dispersions, unfaltem kechli hamda, you will fall like a precious vessel. The Jewish people here, Anshei Yehuda here, are being compared to a precious vessel that they at one point were a precious vessel, and they were held in high esteem by God. But like any precious vessel, it's highly breakable. So when it falls, when it breaks, it shatters in multiple pieces. Right? If it's not so precious, if it falls, it can last the fall, or it may get a crack. But something really delicate and precious, when it falls, it will shatter and become totally useless. Pasuk lamed he. Ve'avad manos min haroim ufleta me'adirei ason. It will be impossible to escape for the leaders and running away, all escape will be again impossible me'adirei ason for the leaders of the flock. Pasuk lamed vav. Kol tza'akat haroim v'ililat adirei ason, ki shoded Adonai et maritam. The sound of the shepherd's cry and the wailing of the leaders of the flock. Ki shoded Adonai et maritam. For Hashem has stolen or plundered their pasture. The call out and the cry is not only because of the destruction, but it's also a certain realization. They're realizing that it came from Hashem. They call out because it's Kishoded Adonai et Maritan, that there's no way, there is no escape, that this is coming from Hashem himself. Barbanel adds that the cry is more painful because they realize that had they listened to the words of the Nevi, all of this crisis could have been averted. Pasuk Lamed Zayin.
V'nadamu ne'ot ha-shalom b'pnei haron af Adonai.
The peaceful dwellings, ne'ot ha-shalom, will be destroyed before the anger and the wrath of Hashem.
Pasuk lamed het.
Azav kefir suko. God has left his sukkah, his hut, like the young lion leaves. Ki hayta artsam l'shama, cause the land has become desolate. Bipnei haron hayona, bipnei haron apo, because of the anger of the oppressing army, and because of his anger. A few metaphors here. Ki azeb kekafir suko, the metaphor of the young lion. The young lion will abandon his den when there is nothing to support him. So too, God leaves his temple because there is no spirituality left. The Haron Hayona, the Radak, and the Metzudot translate here Yona as enemy, the Herev Haoyev, which is really the anger of the oppressor. Some look at here as Yona as coming from the Yayin, which is the cause of the Yayin, which is the cause of destruction.